Barhead. Barhead RCMP Detachment Commander Sergeant Bob Dodd's mantra to the public has always been, if someone or something is suspicious, is to call the police promptly. On October 18, a Barhead area resident took his advice and did exactly that, and as a result, RCMP arrested a 52-year-old gunman and charged him with 6 weapons-related offenses. In a media release, Dodd said that Barhead RCMP members responded to a report of an abandoned vehicle about 4 minutes west of Barhead near the intersection of Highway 18 and Range Road 40. The complainant, while on the phone providing details, advised us that a man had just returned to the suspect vehicle, he said, adding that when RCMP members arrived on the scene roughly 10 minutes later, they located a man on an ATV. Dodds also said at the scene was a black 2017 GMC pickup with a single-axle flat-deck trailer. The license plates on all 3 were not matches, although nothing came back as stolen, he said. Police also learned that the man was the subject of an arrest warrant from Meyerthorpe for no insurance. Since the pickup had broken down and it was not registered or insured, police opted to tow the vehicles as they were considered a safety hazard and were blocking access to an adjacent farm field. Dodd said when the members conducted an inventory check of the truck, they found a loaded .30-30 rifle, a prohibited Second World War-era Sten submachine gun with 2 prohibited 30-round magazines, a 12-gauge shotgun with the serial number obliterated and a 7.62mm rifle, adding that police also found and confiscated ammunition from the latter 2 weapons. Police took the suspect into custody, and early the following day, the accused appeared before a justice of the peace and was released on $2,000 bail with no cash deposit. He is scheduled to make his first court appearance on November 14. The detachment would like to thank the complainant for reporting this suspicious vehicle, and we continue to encourage residents to report suspicious activity immediately, Dodd said. Barry Curtin, TownandCountryToday.com.